You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
If only the fans could know these headphones and how I have to now switch the cushion from this ear because it's starting to.
Like, can we get this? Like, look at you. You got like this foam donut. Like, instead of a. Honestly, yeah, how difficult is it to get you a new headset?
I don't know, man. It lets you know where you are on the totem pole, though. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
You know what I'm saying? Just, hey, it is what it is, man. I've been undrafted.
But you also before. Got the funky setup. Like, you've got, like, you're the air traffic controller.
Yeah, I got the old school one. Yeah, I got the old Bobby Brown. It's my
permission for a flyby.
Yeah, I got the Bobby Brown. It's my prerogative. Concert when he danced, and he had the old mic. It's my prerogative.
But if you dance in that, your ears will be shredded from
it's
the.
Gonna be, yeah, it's gonna be raw.
Cut up. Yeah,
like, this thing is like serrated.
That's a shame. I'll try not to yell too loudly in your ear. So the NBA Top 100. We'll get back to the calls. We promise. The NBA Top 100. Was released all week, and today, this morning, they gave you the top 10. So we discussed yesterday briefly the 100 through 11, and I assume that there'd be six Nets because Kyrie Irving was 12. So he's out of the top 10. And having Kyrie Irving at 12, I don't think everybody's completely in. You know, you don't disagree because you think about what players are ahead of him, and it's hard to make the case. Jason Tatum's out of the top 10. He's at 11. Now, he was previously 35, but a lot of people thought he'd be great. Wait a minute. Kyrie Irving's not even 12. What am I saying? Jimmy Butler's 12. Where the hell is Jimmy, Kyrie Irving?
Did Jimmy Buckets ascend last year? It was crazy. Was it the playoffs that Jimmy Buckets?
I misspoke. Kyrie Irving's 25. He was 11 last year. 25 for Kyrie?
Can't wait.
Is that disrespectful?
I mean,
like that right there is that disrespectful.
Uncle Drew has been hurt. So, like, you drop some spots when you hurt Uncle Drew because, you know, kind of out of sight, out of mind. Same for KD, even though we know what he is. But,
man, you put Zion Williamson ahead of Kyrie Irving.
No, that's different.
Remember, we're not talking about, we're talking about the best basketball players in the world. That's what we're talking about.
If I was Uncle Drew, I'd smack the hell out of somebody.
You're putting Paul George ahead of Kyrie Irving?
Hell no.
Pandemic Paul. What else you got? You got Joel Embiid. You got Ben Simmons is 16. Chris Paul is 15. Joel Embiid is 14. Bam Adebayo 13. Jimmy Butler 12. And then Tatum is 11. All right. So I mean, I'm just giving you that ahead of Kyrie. Kyrie's got Pascal Siakam in front of him. He's got Carl Anthony Towns ahead of him. No. Bradley Beal, Jamal Murray.
Bradley Beal, I don't know. That's where I kind of agree. Bradley Beal put on the show last year, but then he was playing with nobody, so he was getting all kind of shots up.
So there's only one Nick on this list, and he's at 92, and that would be Mitchell Robinson.
Damn.
All right. But I will say this, though. They also did a list after this on top rookies who they expect to be in the top 100 soon. Obi Toppin is one of those players. So falling from 6 to 8, so that's just a kick in the crotch. It certainly is. So top 10, Bart, I found it to be an interesting list. Because how do you want me to do this? You want me to do a 10 to 1?
Yeah, you got it. I need some suspense.
You want me to go 10 to 1? Well, yeah. See, but the suspense is over once I give you some names.
Yeah, but from 5 up, it's going to be interesting because who's number 3?
I'll say this.
It says a lot.
Here's what I'll do. I'll tell you this. You know who's not in the top 5? This will be the suspense. You ready?
Yes.
Players not in the top 5. Now, understand, in the NBA, when we're doing top lists, we're basically saying you're the best in the world. So number one, you're the best player in the world. Top five is, to me, the elite. Like, right, like five up is,
that's like the
that
superstar.
Means you
that's
are the
like superstar. Doesn't
best
mean
of the
like,
best of the best of the best.
It ain't even funny. You generational. Like, you going down on that Mount Rushmore.
Like, top 10. Yeah, like top 10 is prestigious. But top five, that's platinum. Yeah, like that's the highest. Obviously, number one is the penthouse.
Because you usually can switch them, right? You usually can say, hey, you know.
Yeah, five, you can debate five.
Five can be three, four can be three.
Yeah.
three can be five.
But five's your number in basketball because it's 5 men on the court. Like, five is just at that number we like to do. So who's not in the top five? Steph Curry, not in the top five. He wasn't last year either. He was six.
But that's because he's injured, too.
Yeah. Injured. We haven't seen him for most of last season. But he's still, I'm sorry, he's still Steph Curry. He's eight.
Okay. Listen, I can respect
all right.
that.
Also not in the top five. James Harden.
I just want a fair chance, man.
This dude was MVP candidate finalist every year for the last 3 years.
He was four last year.
What did he average last year?
Dropping five spots to number nine.
Yeah, that's set tripping. That's hate. That's hate.
James
hate.
Harden is now all of a sudden ninth.
No,
like all of a sudden he goes from a top five player, MVP candidate, dude that averages 30.
You can't.
And now all of a sudden he's nine. He's barely in the top 10 now.
And remember last year what people were debating, saying that they've never seen a season like this. What he was averaging, and he cooled off a little bit at the end.
And then the bubble. Happened.
Yeah, this is a guy that plays every game. So this ain't a guy that does load management. No matter what you feel about how he plays and how he flops and gets his buckets and gets to the foul line, this is a guy that puts up buckets and shows up every day. A lot of guys gonna have some fluffed up averages because they're not playing 20. They're not playing 20 games out the season.
Fair point.
Load managing like 15. But you know how hard it is when your body wears down to still put up them type of points. Disrespectful to the beard. And listen, disrespectful to one of the Harlem Knights Hall of Fame strip club attendee. That's disrespectful.
But like, here's the problem. Now, everybody that knows me, that goes back to me to my days at night at Han Solo, know how I feel about James Harden's game.
You love him.
No. Quite the opposite. I can't stand his game, but I also respect the fact, though, that he is an incredible talent.
Yeah.
I just don't like watching him play. But you're making me defend this guy now, which is the most awkward place for me to be. Yeah. And I think he's ninth, so he's not in the top. There's one more name I got to give you that is not in the top five that, to me, is blasphemous.
I wonder if we should ask our callers, the next callers, to guess who's not in the top
how much,
five. But they'd be cheating. It would take too long,
though.
Yeah, they'd be cheating, though. No,
I'm just gonna give it to you. A guy that to me should be, at the worst, he should be number two. And it doesn't matter. He should be number two.
Can I guess?
At the worst, he should be two.
Can I guess? This
is blasphemous. It's a joke. It's erroneous. Go ahead, guess. Yeah, just see if you can do it.
LaMelo Ball.
No. LaMelo Ball. Him and his grills. You see his grills, by the way? He's got the diamond grills. Ooh. He's ready. He's you talking about somebody that's gonna be ready for the club.
Oh man, he's gonna be
LaMelo,
down there.
When LaMelo hits 21.
The problem is he in the wrong spot. He down in Charlotte. He's gonna be having to fly over there. He's gonna have to fly over to Atlanta real quick.
It's close early there, right? 10 o'clock, it just shuts down.
That's like Christian Allen.
Do you talk to
right?
anybody who played do you have any friends that played for the Panthers?
Yeah, absolutely. Jeremy went to the Panthers. Dwan Edwards, a lot of my teammates went to the Panthers.
And
Kimo Kiamatu.
So how do you have fun?
I mean,
it's 10 p.m. and it's shut down.
I mean, that's 10 p.m. had to become Mr. Nasty time.
10 p.m. is like when I then yeah, you just bring
like,
it back to the spot.
It's like come on back.
We bring it back to the spot at 10 o'clock.
We're gonna keep the party
closing
going at my spot.
Time.
Everything here.
But it's just 10 o'clock, man. It's still light at 10 o'clock in the summer. All right, so who's not?
Guess.
Who's the
let's
one name
guess.
That I think is the most blasphemous thing that he's not in the top five? Come on now.
KDZ.
Yes.
A.K.A. Forrest Whitaker.
Kevin Durant is not in like, what list is this? We're ESPN. Yeah. We're ESPN, and we don't have Kevin Durant in our top five. He's six now. All right, so you could say, well, he's six. He's right on the outside.
Nah.
Last year wasn't ranked because he was hurt, so he knew he wasn't going to play, so they didn't even put him in the top 100. But, I mean, as we know, he's still Kevin Durant. He's still KD. Like, I don't care if he's got one leg. He's still better than 95% of the league.
Yeah, that's true.
On one leg.
Yeah.
I know he's a net, and I'm supposed to hate him, but I can't because I've always liked him as a player. He's one of my favorite players to watch. He really is.
It's so weird, man, because we know.
Which is going to make things very difficult for me.
Because we know, like, when he plays LeBron, he kills LeBron. LeBron wants no smoke with having to pick him up.
He is a stone cold killer.
Yeah, like, and he does without saying anything. He's not over the top like Westbrook.
No, he stares at you.
Yeah, he ain't stirring nothing up. He ain't putting nothing down.
Nope.
He ain't Curry.
No history.
He coming out. He just put it up and just go down. That's it.
I'm telling you, this doesn't make sense. So, with that in mind, who is in the top five. At number five, Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
He was number two last year. But he dropped.
That's because he's coming off the championship.
Kawhi Leonard at number five.
Yeah.
Now, is it again because the whole bubble thing? Is it again because the Clipper thing, like he's not a leader? Like, what is it about Kawhi Leonard that makes you feel like he drops to five? Who is so much better than him that he gets pushed back? This dude can do anything he wants on the court. Anything he wants.
Just can't do it in consecutive days for months. That's all it's good though.
Maybe it is. You know, I'll tell you what, that's not a bad thing. If you're using load management as part of your reasoning, well, he's not. What's your best ability?
Availability,
and that certainly is not there.
He's always fresh.
Maybe. So fresh and so clean. Number four. Now, here's where we start getting the controversy.
Okay. Number four. Let's go.
Luka Doncic.
Oh.
Listen.
Is this the bubble? Is this based on the playoff bubble?
I think this is anticipation. I think this is he's the next one. Because he, you know, everything that he can do, he can shoot the three. That step out, he's clutch. Makes big play. He makes his teammates better. He's a terrific passer, right? He sucks on defense, by the way.
Yeah.
So if we're weighing this thing, don't tell me he's a good. He sucks on defense. They hide him and they hide him well.
Well, that never hurt Steph Curry because he sucks on defense.
You're right. Yeah, absolutely right. But they you can pick on him.
Talk about trying to get somebody to pick and roll. Like, whoops, just what you wanted.
It's just because though he averages nearly a triple double. He does make teammates better.
He's so young. He's 21 years old.
He's like they're anticipating him as the next one, and they're trying to. I think we're trying to push him further. I think we're trying
Larry
to
Legend,
make him
Larry Legend. They're trying
it's
to make
like
him
making
Larry
him
Legend?
Great before he's great. Like he's epic. But is he that much? Is he better than Kevin Durant?
But you know what? It's crazy, man.
Is he better than Steph Curry? Come on, man. Have we forgotten about these guys now?
We got to start playing at Roy Jones.
Yeah, and you get it. You're making me now be critical of Luka Doncic. So anyways, he should be six, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But nobody's asking me yet. All right, at number three, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, he MVP all the time.
Giannis last year was number one.
Yeah, coming off the MVP.
They're considering Giannis a top three player, and I'm here to say he's not.
Yeah, couldn't take his squad.
Thank you.
Couldn't get his squad past some scrubs.
He should not be.
Toronto?
You could put him in the top five.
Who did
they
lose to? Toronto? They lost to the Heat.
They lost to Miami Heat, man.
Yeah, he took his chest out of Bayou.
No. Here's the thing, and now again, you're making me be a hater. Giannis Antetokounmpo is a fantastic athlete. Probably the greatest athlete since Michael Jordan that we've seen in this league.
That's the heart. That's
insane length.
But you know
the hand that he could just palm a basketball like it's nothing. He gets to the rim on one step, the Euro step. He gets down the floor in two dribbles in three strides.
You know
what he can't do? That's so important to basketball. He can't shoot. He can't create his own shot. He can't win you a game late.
Yeah,
he doesn't have that. He doesn't have that.
Hey, yo, we not just gonna go past that. That is my greatest drop of all time. Didn't I find that one?
I love Patrick.
Listen, I saw Pat look good, man. I'm happy for him that he recovered, man. I tell you what, man, welcome back, Pat. We missed you. We love you.
We'll get him on the show.
We're glad you're back.
Yeah, we're gonna get him on the show for sure.
He gonna have to do that live. Two quotes he's gonna have to get.
Bart, we had him on. You remember when we had him on back in the summer?
Yeah,
you see how he talks to me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He'll probably call me out for something. Yeah.
Two quotes I need. Have you ever shot that shot in Hi Ryan?
So do you disagree or agree with me on Giannis? Giannis, if anybody should he should be top five, but I know he's averaging a ton of he's a compiler, but he is not something that is so important in today's game.
Yeah.
Can you carry your team to greatness?
Right.
Can you be at the end of game the guy that everybody's afraid of? And in a half court, he's not.
Right. And that's why you said he can't be your best player on the team. He needs an alpha. He needs a leader. He needed a closer. He needed a guy like Chris Paul. He needs a guy like James Harden. He needs somebody that's willing to take
the big
shot.
He needs a facilitator to allow him to be off the ball and then be worry about him running around off screens and cutting and slashing. He can't have the ball in his hand to create. He's not a guy that does the ISO game well.
But you said the word that professionals hate.
Okay.
He's an athlete. That says that he's not a great basketball player. That says he's just a great athlete, a great specimen, and it's his athleticism that is past his basketball acumen and his skill set.
No doubt.
That digs deep That hurts. That hurts. But listen.
So if I said LeBron, that about Metcalf, would Metcalf get offended? Like, you don't run great routes. You're just big and strong and fast and everything.
Yeah, he might smack you with one of them abs. He might just come up to you so can't nobody see that he punch you and blow a stomach out.
One ab just pops out and cracks me in the face.
Yeah, he take it out. He's going to punch you in the stomach without nobody saying that. Like, he don't have his hands up. What you say to me?
Where did that come from?
Just blow his stomach. But I tell you what, man. Like, you know, that's a legitimate. Who's the last athlete that we saw like that? That was an athlete that wasn't really a good basketball player.
Well, like, there's a million of those guys.
It's got to be somebody that was a great athlete. But they were add-on players. They weren't MVPs. We've never seen a great athlete be an MVP.
Well, again, he uses his athleticism really well. He's scary in a fast break. He gets down the floor. I've said all the things, all the accolades. I've said them all. He can't shoot a basketball. That's a major problem.
Right. And the crazy thing is, when LeBron came in, he couldn't shoot the basketball either, but he improved that. I don't see the improvement in Giannis's game. I don't see Giannis's improvement from year to year. Where we've seen with LeBron, he was always a great facilitator and passer, but he wasn't a great shooter. He wasn't a dominant, great ball handler. You can't look at LeBron and say, oh, this dude got crazy handles. No, he crosses over. He protects the ball with his body. If you run into a shoulder, you're going down. And you're going to create that space. But he's a guy that's continued to work on his game. I don't see that with Giannis. Giannis worked on his size. He worked on his athleticism.
He's working on his game. Yeah, but
he got bigger, stronger, but he doesn't shoot.
But we're seeing the lead. We're seeing the league also know how to, like, it's almost like Lamar Jackson. We're seeing the league figure out how to stop him.
Right.
Until you get better weapons. And I'll tell you what, I don't think the Bucks got better this year.
Yeah, and that's what Gilbert Arenas said. Gilbert Arenas said that he called him the James Harden of the East, but he's not as great as James Harden is a great player.
Oh, yeah.
James Harden may go down top five score of the basketball in NBA
Absolutely
history,
true.
In history. Now, I don't think he's as skilled as Kevin Durant. But I think he may be him outside of him, Allen Iverson, like pure scorers at a basketball, get wherever you want to get on a court. He doesn't have a flaw. So right. Go ahead.
We're losing the segment here, and I just want to make sure we get the last two in because the last two are another discussion. So,
okay.
Number two and number one are teammates.
That's odd.
So now we pretty much know what this is about because they're both champions.
Yeah,
Anthony Davis is number two. LeBron James is number one. LeBron, remember, was three last year and took a lot of offense to it.
LeBron James, the
washed king, and all that stuff.
I'm not a LeBron fan.
AD was top five and he was fifth last year.
Now he's two. Athletic man looks,
and LeBron is one. I have no problem with LeBron at number one. I don't. Right. Not right now. Not this season. It could change, but right now, based on last year and what he was able to do and all that stuff, and his availability, his everything, LeBron James, number one. Anthony Davis is a top five player, but here's where I feel like, again, I don't know what this is about. Anthony Davis...
I got him outside of my top five.
Well, I would keep him in the top five. I
he
just feel like...
getting crapped on!
Kevin Durant... I love that call. Kevin Durant should be number two in ink. It should be tattooed.
And then Kawhi.
As long as he's in the league, he's second.
Durant.
He's a.
You know who I am. Y'all know who I am.
At the very least, Kevin Durant is second, if not number one. Right. Are we forgotten? And you're. Well, he's coming off Achilles, so we don't really know. No, I'll tell you what.
Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you?
I know, and I'm telling you right now, I promise you, Kevin Durant will return to form by the end of this season, and he will be the killer he's always been.
Oh, they got to shoot. This crazy thing is his game ain't predicated to get to the basket, but he can get to the basket. He can pull up and shoot from anywhere. I don't care if you can't create space. He can create vertical space because he has a 7 feet wingspan.
Exactly.
So he's going to be able to shoot over anybody, even if he can't separate from them with the basketball. He's still going to be able to rise over him. You ain't blocking that shot. And, oh, God, if he fades away at 7 feet, you have no chance. I don't care if you have Bobo out there. He ain't getting to it either. That's my favorite player in the league right now, Bobo.
You love Bobo. Bobo. You have for the name?
I'm waiting to see his game and say, man, this dude is 7 feet. He's coming down, Euro-stepping, coming down and pulling up for threes.
But doesn't his skinny leg scare you like that? When he takes that Euro-step, you're like, don't break. He's going to snap.
You just hope he don't step on nobody's foot. He looks like, listen, the funniest thing I've ever seen is when Karl Malone caught David Robinson with that damn elbow. He fell like Bambi. I never seen a man like, his leg was at a isosceles angle. I mean, it's like, what the hell? I ain't never seen no degrees like that.
I'm sure that hurt. Luis is mad. Because I said Giannis is the greatest athlete since Michael Jordan that we've seen in the game. And he said, did you forget a guy named LeBron? And he told me he turned off the show.
LeBron's not the
so Luis turned off the show. He stopped listening to us because I said that.
LeBron's not the athlete.
No, you didn't, Luis, by the way. I know you're listening.
He's not. Listen, Luis, I think I would know more about athleticism than you.
But LeBron is
an athletic man looks.
He's a phenomenal athlete, and the point is, though, what Giannis can do, LeBron can't do that.
Right. He's not an athlete.
Like, even LeBron can't do what Giannis can do.
I'll give you the perfect example. Darrell Revis may be one of the best corners I've ever been around. He couldn't hold Antonio Cromartie's jockstrap as far as athleticism. So, when you look at LeBron is Revis, Giannis is Antonio Cromartie. Like, you know, it's a big difference. Like, Calvin Johnson is a great, that's LeBron. You know what I mean?
That's LeBron.
Like, Metcalf is LeBron. He's big, strong.
Yeah.
But as far as athleticism,
durable.
you talk about hip fluidity.
Yeah,
you talk about flexibility.
And springy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No.
Yeah. I've seen LeBron catch lobs. I know his athleticism is off the charts. I get that. But if you watch Giannis, you marvel at the guy is 7 feet.
It's like Vince Carter.
Two dribbles and he's down the floor.
It's like he's not Vince Carter. Like, Vince Carter's athletic. Like, weird. Like, hang time, like fluid, like elasticity.
Yeah.
LeBron is stiff. LeBron's a stiff athlete, bro. Like Revis. Revis was a little stiff. Tight hips, but, you know, a guy like Cromartie was like.
But explosive.
Cromartie and Kerry Rose, probably like two of the best athletes and Adelius Thomas I've ever been around.
Wow. Kerry Rose, huh?
Yep.
Didn't realize that.
Kerry Rose, man, crazy.
What I find funny about the NFL is you got a bunch of guys that are like barely 6'2", and yet they can like elbow in the rim dunk.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime I come around football players that you see a real athlete, like you watch them dunk, I'm like, damn.
You may not realize this, but I had a 10'2 broad jump and a 40-41 inch vertical. People don't understand that.
Well,
that's the only reason you get an undrafted free agent to get that when they saw them numbers. Like, oh,
yeah.
Don't tell nobody what you just did. Keep your damn mouth shut or I will not let you come in. Ozzie knew what he got.
So you really kept that quiet? Like, they told you not to tell anyone?
They didn't tell me my numbers.
Oh, they saw the numbers and then were like,
they wouldn't tell me.
We're not sharing this with anybody?
They wouldn't tell me. Then even when they brought Mike Smith back, I was like, man, what I run? He's like, you fast. That's all you need to know.
Thank you. You're fast.
Because they didn't want me.
Run, Forrest, run!
Everywhere I go, I was running. I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
I just kept running. Before we get to audio files, 800-919-3776. Let's take Scott in LA. What's happening, Scotty?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for letting me have the opportunity. I want to be as transparent as possible. Although I live in LA, I'm not a Laker fan, and I agree with Bart most of the time. I'm not a LeBron fan at all. So I want to start out with that.
Well, who are you a fan of then? Let's get that clear. What team do you like?
No, I'm going to stay on my call. I do agree LeBron deserves to be number one. My overall, to compel me to call by hearing Anthony Davis as being the number two player just causes me so much angst and reason to call in and complain about the validity and credibility of ESPN to rank these players. And to be such a big supporter of the Lakers and be so transparent in it, in what world would Anthony Davis be ranked in front of KD, Giannis, Kawhi, and even Luka? Only in the world of ESPN.
Oh, did you say Luka, though? Did you say Luka?
No, I don't know about Luka. I'd put AD ahead of Luka, but yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Luka's got to give me more. He's got to give me more of a resume, but you're not wrong on the other names. I'm with you. I think AD could be, he's in the top five, but I mean, I wouldn't put him at number two ahead of those guys.
And it also shows that, you know, when it comes to Giannis and Kawhi, nobody puts any value on their defense and their ability to play two-way.
Thank you.
And how hard Giannis plays with no load management. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And I would bet if you ask any GM, if you had a choice to choose anybody other than LeBron, who would you choose? They would choose KD, Giannis, and Kawhi way ahead of AD. He wouldn't even be in the top five or six. I think it's a terrible mistake, and it just shows the lack of credibility that ESPN continues to have when it comes to ranking Laker players and being in support of LeBron overall. Anthony Davis at number two is just a big mistake.
All right. Scott, I appreciate it, but I wouldn't go that far because Anthony Davis is also quite younger than KD and also Kawhi. And, you know, so I mean, if you're talking about who would you build around, Anthony Davis is going to be a guy you're going to pick.
He's
a lot.
Unicorn. He is a unicorn.
Scott went a little extreme there.
Yeah, he can shoot the three. We just don't see him as number two. Now, he's definitely top five or he's in top ten. But, you know, I think it's subjective sometimes. It depends on.
I just feel like Kevin Durant, injured or not.
Yeah.
Not having him at number two. Because you can't make a case.
Yeah, it's not like when Kobe injured his Achilles and Kobe was slowing down, was older.
Yeah.
KD hurt himself in the height of his career when he was at his height of his superpowers.
And he's been off for years practically.
But remember what happened, you know, the last time we saw him in those finals. We were trying to say that he was LeBron's kryptonite because LeBron would have this thing where, oh, no, don't worry, I got him. No, he didn't want that smoke. He never wanted that smoke.
And when he switched on to Jose Calderon had him. You're gonna put this 6 foot dude on me? Let me just pull up from 40 and shoot over him.
You got quick feet.
How about that? All right, one more. Diego in Queens. Come on, Diego.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
All right. Clearly, the fires out west have gotten to this guy's head.
Well, all right.
But let me say this: LBJ, KD, and AD in the last 5 years to me have always been top three. Now I agree with Hans in 2 points. Really quick, KD, no matter what, it's either one or two. I never mind one or two, him or LeBron James, either one. But what most comes out to me on this list is the fact that I can't – how the hell is Russell Westbrook number 36? I can't even name 10 people better than Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, that's another one. That got me, too. Like, having Russell Westbrook there –
how is that possible?
That blew my mind. Like all of a sudden, Russell Westbrook sucks? How is that even possible? Everybody, like, and it's insane what happens in it, but it's insane what happens in NBA media and also NBA Twitter. How we take people who, in one breath, we're marveling at he averages a triple double, and look what he did when he was with OKC, and that was a young team, and it was all just him, and KD left, and what he was able to do, how hard he plays, the intensity, and then all of a sudden it's like, because he's not great with the media, because he can be moody, and at times he started forcing shots. That now we hate him. Now he sucks. Like, I cannot stand that about NBA media. It drives me crazy, and NBA Twitter as well. But that, you know, look, that's what happens. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And this list is a good example of it. All right, we'll keep the calls rolling on this. But what we got to do right now is get to Audio Files, and it's brought to you by Fidelis Care.
The Audio File.
All right, Bart. I mean, there's a lot of different places we can start here. And I think we stay on the NBA for a minute because we have I wanted to play this earlier and it's just kind of funny. Kevin Durant is now the next net player who'll be asked about James Harden, who doesn't play for the Nets and isn't practicing with the Rockets, but he's a topic with the Nets. So KD, questions about James Harden. What do you think?
I don't think about James Harden at all. I mean, he doesn't play on our team.
James Harden's like, yeah, you don't think funny. About me?
Yeah, that's funny because you know they playing each other on like Call of Duty Twitch or something at night, man. Like, man, you gonna play me like that? Man, I just don't want to answer the question, man. We won't. Man. I talked to Coach today.
That's the BS translator, and I completely believe it. Giannis, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, KD. You know, KD's like, man, listen, I just scouted a couple strip clubs for you, man. They already got your VIP room ready.
Where would we send him? Where is it going to be his spot here in New York?
The one in Queensbridge. I forgot. Queensbridge City. That's where it goes down, man. That's where
I know. That's where it goes down, and it went down a couple of bad times for a couple of Knicks players. There's a place on the west side.
It's got to be a piece of danger involved in it. That's where all the Spanish Miami's at. I'll get the name up. Don't listen. If he needs to know, tell him. I'll have a list for him.
Okay. We can work on it. Once he gets here, we'll set him up.
Yeah, all good.
Only
if they give you some Kyrie's, man. You need some Air Flats.
No, there's no doubt about that.
You need some Earth.
Like, I'm not helping anybody until I get a pair of those. Orange and blue, by the way.
The Earth
and just
Flats.
Just because. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, as we're waiting to see, is he going to take the extension or he's going to go into free agency? And it feels like he's going to go into free agency just because.
Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Knicks.
And in the meantime, for the Bucks and their team, for him, do they have to win a championship for him to want to stay? Is a championship or a bust, Giannis?
I'm not playing not to win the championship. I'm not playing to be second or third or fifth. Now I'm playing to be the best. I obviously want to be in the, at the end, the last team standing. But you got to, there's steps to that. You know, there's never has been a team that you're going to go and you're just going to go to the championship and just get it easy. You got to work for it. You got to hurt to get it. As a team, we've decided that we got to get better. Last year, we wasn't ourselves. What we showed in the bubble wasn't ourselves, and we wasn't even close to what we can do. Going into the season, I focus on Memphis. Focus obviously is the championship, but before even that, we gotta get better as a unit. We gotta create good habits. We gotta be the toughest, the nastiest, the team that plays together. So we're gonna take step by step. I don't believe it's a championship or a bad situation. Obviously, everybody wants to win a championship. I want to win a championship. There's nobody want to win a championship more than me. I can guarantee you that.
Jimmy Buckets wants to win a championship more than you because he proved it when he took your soul out of your chest last year. So how about that? And we got to do that. But guess what else you got to do, Giannis? You got to shoot the damn basketball and not be afraid. If Robin Lopez can learn how to shoot a damn three, and you're supposed to be one of the best players in the world, then you need to learn how to shoot a damn three-pointer because the team needs you to open and spread the court, son. How about that?
Meanwhile,
get over here!
And as you're breathing hot fire right now, shall we talk about Kyler Murray? Let's do that. Because, hey, you know our good friend Gambo on the Burns and Gambo show?
I got a new nickname for Kyler Murray. What's the dude name from the thing, with the football head? He's a football head. He's a baby. He's you know what I'm talking
about? Stewie? You talking about Stewie? No.
Yeah, Stewie. He's Stewie. Yeah. That's his nickname. He's Stewie.
don't do that.
That Kyler Murray got the biggest eye-long football head I've ever seen in my life.
On the exact show in Phoenix that came after you.
Oh.
It came after you about your hot take on Kyler Murray.
Cool Whip.
They had Brock Huard from Fox Sports on. And Brock Huard tore up Kyler Murray to them. And he said, some of what I was hearing coming out of there is Kyler is laser focused on Sunday, loves to compete, but that laser focus is not there Monday through Saturday. And I think you have to show up on Sunday. I think you've seen that show up on Sundays. Everybody competes on Sunday. Everybody loves their paycheck. Everybody loves to play. But if you want to be great, you've got to compete on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the practice field like it's the most important thing in your life. And that's where I think he has the most area to grow. So criticism of the attitude of Kyler Murray, which is something, Bart, you brought up weeks ago. So here's Kyler Murray's response to that criticism.
I hate this. I hate you. I hate everything.
That actually wasn't.
That wasn't Stewie? That wasn't Stewie? I'm telling you, man, that dude got a Stewie head, man.
Let's actually hear from Kyler Murray now on that.
My shoulder's fine. I don't think as far as running the ball goes, it's pretty obvious if you watch the game. If they make me hand the ball off, I have no choice but to hand the ball off. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. You want me to pull it and run into a defensive, I don't know. Like, they're making me hand the ball, so that's what I have to do. As far as practice goes, I don't know if there's been a lot of practice. So I don't really know what that means.
Huh? So I have to hit up the ball. It's what I have to do. And I don't know what that means. He doesn't come to practice. Hey, Bart, I don't think you need to say a word here. Just sip your tea and let it happen. There you go. Sip your tea, let it happen. We'll move on to last but not least. As the Jets play Seattle this weekend in Seattle. Yeah, sorry. Reunited with Jamal Adams. And you remember, he and Adam Gase. Adam Gase thought they were fine. They would talk and everything was great. And then, of course, the divorce happened. And Adam Gase today talked about it. And he just sounded like somebody that never saw it coming. Take a listen.
I thought it was good, but obviously he felt different. I don't know. I never had any poor interactions with him. I thought everything was he was somebody I talked to a lot and communicated with. And, you know, it just kind of once offseason hit, you know, I mean, that's kind of where there's nothing I can do. I'm not in charge of contracts. You know, I'm not involved in those talks. I mean, you know, that's kind of where his agent and front office guys got to go to work.
So you thought you had a good relationship with him. So when he made those comments right as he was getting traded, did that hurt you?
Yeah, I mean, it just surprised me. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Well, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry.
I'm not going to shed a tear. Tell her, Mary, go out and get some of that Mary Sun Goddess champagne, too. Get you nice and buzzed. It sounds like that's how they used to say it at the club.
Oh, Adam. Adam, the last few days at Adam, as he's seeing relationships that just burned around him going, I thought we were fine.
Meanwhile, Manny pointed the finger right at Joe Douglas, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's not my
contract. I wasn't the one that told him we were going to give him the extension, so it wasn't about me. I don't know what that's about. I do feel bad in a way for Adam because he seems like a guy that just doesn't realize stuff that happens around him. Like, his awareness factor is an issue for him.
Let's get a little extra money in your pocket.
Cheese and sour cream on the taco.
This is Lunch Money.
Dollar bills, y'all. So we're doing well. Anthony, we've been on a bit of a run, have we not? Confirm or deny?
Yeah, we've made some money.
I like it. I like it a lot. All right, so let's do... So we got Thursday Night Football, and we've got Patriots-Rams in a very interesting game. It's at L.A. in that beautiful stadium. And for the Pats at 6-6, like this is this is an important game for them. Like they want to stay alive in this thing, and this is a critical game for New England. And the Rams are looking to kind of like take control of that division, so a big game for them as well. Had some injury concerns, but we'll put the lineup together. And Bart, as we were discussing, we're going heavy Rams when it comes to players because of production. So Goff is our MVP, not Cam. We'll go Robert Woods. We'll go Jakobi Meyers with the Pats, and I love the name. Cam Akers is dealing with a shoulder, but he's going to play. Tyler Higbee at the tight end. We're going to use him as well. He's touchdown dependent. I understand, but
he's busy though.
Good target, yeah, good target. So that's going to be our lineup as we begin Week 14. It's amazing. It's Week 14. This game, by the way, Rams are favored by 5. Last I checked. So they're laying 5.
Boy Wonder versus the Get Off My Lawn.
It's a great point. Wonder. That's right. It's a generational matchup. And
boy,
of course,
I stopped
Super
Jim
Bowl.
Kelly. I stopped Jim Kelly. You think I can't stop you, boy?
Super Bowl rematch as well, which was obviously a one-sided affair back in the day, a couple of years ago. Where would you lean in this game, Bart, on a Thursday night, short week, at L.A., and the Rams? You have to also consider Rams are given 5 points.
I'm taking the Rams, man, all day, every day. They've been playing well. They've been super consistent. They understand how important this game is. They see blood in the water with Seattle losing to the Giants. Mm-hmm. They can't have a hiccup. They're going to go out and do their thing. Aaron Donald's going to be able to control Cam Newton and that running game. You know, and not just him. I think Leonard Floyd, the addition of Leonard Floyd, is getting overlooked. Brocker not going to the Ravens and going back because he didn't pass their physical with the ankle. So they're solid. And then, you know, Ramsey's going to lock down whoever you put on. I mean, Jakobi Meyers, who? Like, he might get thrown in the Gatorade.
That defense, I mean, do we not talk enough about it? The Rams defense, is that championship caliber defense?
Yeah, we talk too much about Aaron Donald. We don't talk much about the $100 million man out there on the island who always shut down Metcalf. Like
he takes it personal, doesn't he?
Yeah, he punched Metcalf in the chest. He wanted no smoke. He said, what's a goon to a goblin? You know what I'm saying? I've been fighting my whole life, thug life.
Keep going, because I love that stuff when you go on those rants. But no, the Rams are becoming a real interesting team again, and I'm just curious to see that stadium when it's filled. Like, I really want to see if it makes a difference. I'm going to go with the Rams as well, just if anybody cares. But honestly, like, I saw this stat. This was on, I think Spotrac had this, and I thought it was fascinating, is that over the last 10 years in the NFL, home teams have been like a 57% winning percentage in the NFL. This year, it's literally 500, exactly.
Yep.
500. So the fans really have that big of an impact.
Well, it affects your ability to cheat as a defense, because now you can get off the ball. It creates silent count, so you get more pressure on the other side of the ball, because now guys can't communicate and you get miscommunications. Now you can hear every damn thing you want to say.
That's a great point.
You hear somebody like, my girl caught me on, she went through my phone. Like, hold up, man. Shut the hell up, ticket, man. I can hear you, dude. Security, shut up. I want to hear the damn conversation.
I want to hear the call. 57's the mic. Right. I want to hear the call. I want to hear them pointing out stuff. No doubt about that. All right, so we got a lot to do tomorrow on a Football Friday. Jets and Giants both in action on Sunday. Big game for the Giants. We'll break it all down for you. So until then, Bart, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll holla.
Don't miss Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.